Jai Baba, Chapter 8. It is Baba's grace that we have him in our lives. We must have done something good in our past lifetimes that we have Baba's love and presence in this lifetime of ours. He seeks nothing from us but our love and our joyous surrender to whatever we have come down to experience. He wants us to have Shraddha, that is faith, that he knows best what is for us and whatever we are going through. He wants us to have faith that all that we go through is for our highest well-being. He wants us to have Saburi, which is patience, that a day will come when we will be done with our karmic baggage and shall really begin our walk back home. Patience, that eventually all will settle for our best and that even the biggest karmic mountain shall be scaled by us and we shall eventually be one with Sai. We need to have faith that he knows what is best for each one of us and patience that eventually we shall finish off with our karmic journey and set out on our true spiritual journey. We need to be in a state of complete joyous surrender to our Baba's will and wish for each one of us. Focus on him and let whatever has to be experienced be done so with calm and joyous surrender. It is then that we shall live the life of Shraddha and Saburi. Baba did not like his devotees to get into arguments and disputes. He would often make his displeasure known when his flock got involved in arguments. Baba did not like anybody indulging in gossip and slander. Once again, he made his displeasure known regarding these tendencies. Later on, when throngs of people flocked to see Baba, he began to ask for offerings or dakshina from certain people. Most of the money he received was then distributed amongst his flock and for charitable work. He never kept anything for himself. Baba doesn't need anything but our love and joyous surrender. By his mere presence, wicked people got transformed overnight. The sick got healed. The blind got sight. Those suffering from leprosy got cured. The lame got healed. Initially, Baba would prescribe medicines for those who were ill. Those days, even before he wore his kafni, he had a nice white turban on his head and wore a long shirt and a dhoti. He would prescribe herbs and cures for those who came to him to be healed. In fact, his name grew far and wide as a healer or a hakim. Of course, his healing methods were often, what should I say, strange and unorthodox. Once a man came to see Baba with severe eye infection. The man's eyes were swollen, red and bloodshot. In those days, there was no doctor who treated people via Western medicines. The poor man was in pain and could barely see. The red, bloodshot, swollen eyes looked scary. Baba examined the man, muttered something under his breath, got some biba or marking nut seeds, crushed them, made them into tiny balls, and then shoved the biba balls into both the eyes of the unsuspecting patient. The man screamed out in pain, as is expected. The eyes began to burn like hell, but Baba kept administering his unique healing method. Baba then bandaged the eyes with cloth. The man had such great faith in Baba that he did not once question Baba's unique healing method. The next day the bandage was opened, water was poured over the man's eyes, and lo and behold, the man's eyes were back to normal. Gone was the swelling and the bloodshot look. The eyes looked normal and well. Baba's fame as a healer and Hakim began to grow, and more people flocked to see him. This would irritate him. He wanted to spend time in prayer and in oneness. The people had other plans. They wanted him to become the village doctor, as his healing, though unorthodox, methods yielded 100% results. Baba would abuse the villagers gathered for treatment, and the simple villagers took this scolding as a blessing and prasad. When Baba began to live in Masjid Aaye, he stopped giving medication and gave one and all the holy ash, udi or vibhuti, from the divine dhuni, the sacred fire. He would often say that the holy ash from the sacred fire would heal one and all from all mental, emotional, physical distress and illnesses. He no longer prescribed medicines and herbs to anybody, but would give them a fistful of the holy ash to be consumed, little at a time, or to be applied on the forehead or whichever part of the body that required healing and attention. For a while, many would coax Baba to get back to healing, but Baba was steadfast. He would explain to them that from now on, only the holy ash would be the medicine and the cure. If they persisted, he would go into a rage or mutter abuses to one and all. He was so innocent and loved that the abuses and rage were considered as blessings and prasad by the innocent and simple villagers. Initially, for many years, not many people thronged to Baba. Yes, fakirs, sages and spiritual seekers would come and sit by his side, and he guided them. He divulged spiritual gems which are unfortunately lost now. He did not like too much discussion or debates. Most of the times he was calmness personified, but then there were times when he would get upset, angry and even abusive. He knew every single thing about each one who came to him, and also of those who didn't. He knew everything, but often would divulge little or speak in parables. He was beyond honor and dishonor. It was the simple villagers of Shirdi and those who lived nearby who had complete faith in their beloved Fakir. For them, Baba was God. Baba never changed. Even when his popularity skyrocketed and countless people came to seek his blessings and guidance, he remained the same. He remained unaffected with the popularity that embraced him much later on in life. He sat in Masjid Aaye near the Dhuni with Allah Malik constantly on his lips. He barely ate and he rarely slept. He was absorbed only in prayer and chanting. He spoke when he was spoken to, but he would joke and abuse and chide and laugh with his followers, especially those who were close to him. Baba was loved tremendously by most. Yes, there were a few who were jealous of him. There were a few who spread false rumors about him. There were a few who slandered him. Baba did not care, and most importantly, his true devotees and disciples did not care or believe in all these petty allegations and nonsense which was spread about their dear Baba. When there is faith, there is no room for doubt. When there is faith, there is no room for fear. When there is faith, there is our Baba. Peace be to all. Baba bless us all with faith and calmness of mind, heart, body and soul. Jai Sai.